This is St. Louis Public Radio. There are almost 100 inmates in Missouri prisons who were told as teenagers they would die behind bars for murder. Then last year, the state legislature said they could ask for their freedom as soon as they served 25 years. 23 have done so, but only 3 know when they'll be going home. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lipman reports.
46-year-old Liddell Wilson has not been out of a maximum security prison since March 1988. A year earlier, Wilson, then 16, shot and killed 21-year-old Jeffrey Carter on a St. Louis street, a crime that earned him a life sentence without parole.
My initial reaction was one of fear, and hopelessness.
Wilson adjusted to being behind bars. He started going to classes and doing community service.
It was almost as if they were leading me toward my humanity, so to speak.
Staff at the prison about 2 hours south of St. Louis noticed Wilson's work. He now lives in an honor dorm, which means he gets unlimited visits. He helps care for aging prisoners. Wilson seems like the perfect candidate for parole, but the state disagreed and denied his request in April. He won't have another hearing until 2022.
They did not say that I wasn't rehabilitated. All they focused on was the actual event.
And that's exactly what the United States Supreme Court has said should not be the focus.
Mae Quinn is the executive director of the MacArthur Justice Center in St. Louis. She and a colleague have sued Missouri in federal court, arguing the way the state handles parole hearings for juvenile lifers is unconstitutional.
Front and center in the minds of the deciders needs to be the notion that kids are different, that they are amenable to rehabilitation, that their moral compasses are not fully developed when they are still children, and we're just not seeing that.
The Missouri Department of Corrections doesn't comment on lawsuits. State officials argue in court documents that while the Supreme Court gave juvenile lifers the chance to ask for their freedom, it never promised them they'd get out. 49-year-old Bradley Houston is one of the lucky 3 who know when they're going home. Houston was 17 when he shot and killed a man working on his family's property in Lincoln County. He applied for parole as soon as the law changed and found out in January that he'll be released in May 2020. Houston knows most of the other juvenile lifers, and he has no idea why so many have been turned down.
I can't imagine me saying anything that would, be any different from anybody else out of the 23.
It's hard for juvenile lifers who have been denied to have hope when they feel the deck is stacked against them, Quinn says. It's a gut check for families, too. When Chautauqua Brown's older brother Norman was 15, he served as a decoy while a man twice his age robbed and fatally shot a jewelry store owner in Chesterfield. Norman, now 41, got a life sentence for murder even though he wasn't the shooter. He's part of that federal lawsuit. Chautauqua rejoiced when Norman told her the law had changed and he could ask for his freedom.
A step in the right direction. I'm like, okay, we're getting somewhere, finally.
Though he's done thousands of hours of community service and ran a dog training program, Norman Brown was denied parole in April. He can ask for another hearing in 4 years. Chautauqua Brown says the news was crushing.
I almost lost hope because I feel like 4 more years, what's going to change? That hasn't changed in 28 years.
Chautauqua says she'll stay strong for her big brother, although it's hard. Liddell Wilson says his family is also still struggling with the fact that he isn't yet free.
In turn, it made it kind of hard on me. It's a struggle to keep them positive.
But Wilson says he's not giving up. He'll keep taking classes and working with the older inmates. And in 5 years, he'll try again to go home. I'm Rachel Lipman, St. Louis Public Radio.